In our gospel this Sunday, we see this interesting passage, this story here of the parable of the Lord gives us of the two men. So one is very rich. He has everything going for him, wonderful meals. Deacon Ryan knows I love that little line, dined sumptuously, great clothing. Everything is just going great. The other guy, Lazarus, he's outside of the rich man's house, and not everything's going well for him. He's living a life of suffering. He's got sores all over his body. He's poor. Well, they both end up the same way, and that is dead. Thank you. Last night at the 5 o'clock, there was someone in the congregation who just finished that audibly, which was fine with me because it kind of added to the effect, right? They both die, but they go to different places. Lazarus goes to Abraham's bosom, and it's there that he enjoys the fruit of everlasting life, whereas the rich man went to Hades. Now, the rich man can see into Lazarus' situation and see that he's doing quite well, and he begs God that he would allow Lazarus to come over to him to dip his finger in water and just touch his tongue because he is just burning, right? He's in anguish in Hades. And God says, that cannot happen. That cannot happen, that there's this chasm between us. Now, this story, brothers and sisters, you know, surely can shake us up, right? When we hear it, we realize what will happen in our lives. You know, either we will die and go to be with the Lord, or we will die and be separated forever. And one of the most treasured things I think we have here is time. We have time. Because as long as we have time to repent, to turn back to God. Now, this rich man, he's in such anguish. He says, well, if Lazarus cannot cool down the flames in my life by touching my tongue with my hand dipped in water, will you at least send a messenger to my relatives and tell them what this is like over here and tell them about the reality of death and dying? And the answer back is basically, it won't do any good because they've been given a sign. And that sign was that Moses and the prophets, they've already spoken, but people didn't listen. Well, we as Christians, brothers and sisters, we've been given the greatest sign of everlasting life. And of course, you know what that is, right? It's the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's his dying and rising from the dead. The fact that Jesus rose from the dead is a sign to you and me that there is everlasting life. And when we die, if we are in Christ, we will be with him in paradise. We will be with him in heaven. It's hard to think of anything more horrible than that moment that you die and you realize you will not be with God. And you will not be with God because of the choices you made in life, in real time and space. And that he gives us now, in this life, that time. And that's a mercy. But to suddenly realize, rather, I am without God. I am without God for eternity. And so time becomes a very valuable thing. It's a very valuable commodity in our lives. That even if we had one day to live, that day is very, very powerful because we can repent. We can repent. Who here knows the story of St. Dismas? St. Dismas. So St. Dismas, known as he's the good thief, the penitent thief, the one crucified next to our Lord, the one to whom our Lord said, today you will be with me in paradise. Pope Benedict interestingly noted, if you check the gospel, there was only one guy who called Jesus by his first name, and that was the good thief, St. Dismas, as he's traditionally known. Right, as St. Dismas said to our Lord, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Well, there was a story of a man who came up to a priest and asked him, why did Jesus die when he died? Why did Jesus die when he died? And this priest, you know, basically says, well, it was the fullness of time. You know, they had the political situation. You know, he's bringing in all these really intellectual reasons. And the man kind of walks away just accepts it, sort of, but not completely satisfied. And then he comes back to the priest and says, okay, why do you think Jesus died where he died? And the priest, you know, again, goes into this whole intellectual explanation, you know, Jerusalem being the center of commerce and all this stuff about the Holy Land and the spot where Christ was crucified being traditionally where, you know, it's believed it was where the Garden of Eden was, not to mention also it's identified being very close to the spot where Isaac was offered by Abraham and all these different interesting things. And again, the man kind of walks away just not completely satisfied. And he comes back to the priest and says, Father, do you think that Jesus died when he died, where he died, in order to save the good thief? In order to save the good thief. And the point being here that Jesus came to save each of us individually too. That he came to save that man, the good thief, the one at his side on the cross. This giving him this time, this opportunity to repent, to turn back, so he could get it right. He's giving us this time, brothers and sisters, so that we can get right with God, that we can make the changes we need to make, that we can make wise choices. You know, remember last week we heard in the gospel, we heard our Lord tell us, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth. I did not have to preach last weekend. Bishop preached Saturday night, Deacon Ryan preached Sunday morning, so I didn't even have to touch this. What is our Lord saying? Make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth. He says, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. So he's praising, of course, not the theft, right, the stealing of this man, but he's praising this dishonest steward in the parable to say that if the children of this world would go to such lengths to secure their future, even to steal, as the steward does, you know, to be as it were smart about their earthly future, then how much more should we, children of God, children of the Heavenly Father, go to greater lengths, greater measures to prepare for and ensure our eternal inheritance, our eternal life, our futures, for our being welcomed into eternal dwellings in the kingdom of heaven. Now, again, Jesus isn't condoning cheating and stealing, but he's putting before us the example of this dishonored steward, saying this dishonest steward, he's motivated to act. He's motivated. He's not complacent. We heard from the prophet Amos in the first reading this warning, woe to you who are complacent. And this is a very important reminder to all of us. There's something here we see in the way that man acts, this dishonest steward. There's something in the way that he acts that Jesus says we can learn from. So that, brothers and sisters, if we perceive our spiritual lives aren't what they should be, that we're not doing well, that we're far from perfection, you know, maybe we're not praying as we should, or our relationships aren't right, we haven't been attending Mass consistently as we should, maybe we've gotten used to a pattern of sin, you know, maybe we're not leading our family as we should, and especially these days it's so important, I think, for the men, you know, the fathers, you know, do we go, I'll worry about it tomorrow, or I'll worry about it next week, or I'll worry about it, you know, once the kids are raised and once we're retired and once I have more time. Like that steward, brothers and sisters, we must do something now, not tomorrow, not next week. God wants us to be holy now. He wants us to be saints now. You know, if we need to change something, we need to change it. You know, sanctity is within reach. Holiness is within reach for each of us. There's no secret ritual to becoming a saint. It's within the means of every Christian to become holy. And no matter your state in life, no matter in what time you're living, sanctity is here. It's a decision. God wants us to be saints, and we have everything we need. God gives us all the graces to get started. We just need to cooperate with that grace. Now, traditionally, I'd say there's a time-tested approach, if you will, to sanctity, which has worked really for every canonized saint in every era of the church. Now, this is not going to include some of the precepts of the church and the things that we should already be presuming, like, you know, mass attendance, doing good to one another, all these things. But I think those four things that we can pay attention to are going to confession, prayer, almsgiving, and mortification. So confession, of course, purifies us of our sins and then fills our soul with his grace. Prayer unites us by love to the Blessed Trinity. Almsgiving is love put into concrete action. Mortification, or otherwise known as fasting or self-denial, humbles our pride and then forces us to recognize our total dependence on God. Confession, prayer, mortification, almsgiving. Now again, this is not the exclusive list, but these four things I think that have been consistently upheld all through the centuries in the church, but maybe as of late, in more recent years, some of which have just kind of been de-emphasized. And we need to get back to them. Again, because this is what has proved to be effective for every canonized saint in every era of the church. To become a saint, brothers and sisters, takes a determination to remain faithful to these things, to these practices, and we can do it. Now, most of us will enjoy a life of say, 60, 70, 80, 90 plus years. And what do we do with that time? You know, we're given a lot of signs that there is eternal life, and there is a heaven, and there is a hell. And we need to spend these days, which, in light of eternity, are just a blip of time, a breath, a vapor. We have these days to get our life right with God and to serve God. May we never experience what the rich man experienced, as we heard in this gospel, but may we, even in our difficulties and our trials and our sufferings here on earth, may we experience what Lazarus experienced. Let us remain faithful to the Lord and use our time wisely and make wise choices. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.